Google colorectal cancer survival rates, and a rather shocking American Cancer Society chart pops up. On the one end is stage 1, on the other, stage 4. Several subgroups are in between. For stage 1 patients, the 5-year survival rate is 92%. For stage 4, that number drops to 11.
Okay, Chris, tell me your name first, thank you.
Chris Stadelman, 12-12-69.
Okay, alright. Can you walk me through what you're doing now?
This is an anti-nausea. It's amazing how much has changed from 25 years ago.
That's Chris Stadelman, Governor Earl Ray Tomlin's Director of Communications. Stadelman has stage 4 colorectal cancer and has been in treatment since October of last year. He let me join him on his 29th round of chemotherapy at the new cancer center in Charleston.
I haven't thrown up once from this whole regimen. And I think a big part of that, some of it's the drugs are a little different, but the side effect counters have gotten better too. Although every side effect counter has its own side effects, so it's mix and match.
Stadelman was diagnosed last year at the age of 44, 6 years too young to have needed a screening by federal guidelines. However, he has become a vocal advocate of screenings.
As I've told several people, it's a day and a half of a really unpleasant experience, but it's a whole lot better than carrying a chemo pack around every 2 weeks for the rest of your life.
A few facts. According to the Bureau for Public Health, West Virginia has one of the highest incidence rates of colorectal cancer in the country, and one of the lowest screening rates. Screenings are covered by insurance. They find precancerous polyps that are removed before cancer begins. A new nationwide initiative called 80 by 18 is attempting to increase screening rates to 80% by 2018. Governor Tomlin was the first U.S. governor to sign the pledge. State officials hope to achieve this goal in part by working with primary care facilities.
For years, colonoscopy was kind of the gold standard, and colonoscopy helped significantly.
That's Kevin Teppebach, Senior Manager of Primary Care Systems for the American Cancer Society.
However, many people were not comfortable with the idea of having a colonoscopy. So now there's actually some new testing out there that's available. It's a take-home stool test that you can take home and do it in the privacy of your home and return it to your doctor. There's also DNA testing as well, DNA stool testing, which is also on the market and also a recommendation from the American Cancer Society.
His job is to work with healthcare facilities in West Virginia, Virginia, Delaware, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. to improve cancer screening rates. Currently, about 63% of West Virginians are getting screened.
In West Virginia, one of our bigger barriers is just geographically. We have somewhat of a shortage in terms of GI docs and those docs that are actually doing the colonoscopy. So someone, for example, that might live in southern West Virginia may have a very difficult time trying to find a doc to have a colonoscopy.
If the screenings do find a precancerous polyp, it can then be surgically removed. That's it. You continue getting screened every year, but other than that, no major life changes.
Have now been through 28 rounds of chemotherapy. Go in every 2 weeks for about 4 hours in the David Lee Cancer Center, and then have a 46-hour infusion that's done through a shoulder bag, just a little pack that I take with me.
Stadelman has been in treatment since October of last year. All the test results so far have been as positive as can be expected. He will likely be in treatment for the rest of his life. Like Stadelman, 50% of West Virginian colorectal cancer patients are diagnosed at advanced stages of the disease, according to an American Cancer Society WVU study. Unlike Stadelman, most are over the age of 50. Those without college degrees are more than 4 times as likely to die from colorectal cancer as those with at least some college, according to the Bureau for Public Health. As for economics, per-patient cost of advanced stage diagnosis is more than double early stage diagnosis, $284,000 versus $137,000. The Bureau of Public Health says that approximately 1,150 colorectal cancer cases are diagnosed in West Virginia each year. After he was diagnosed, Stadelman hid his diagnosis from everyone but very close family and friends. He said he's not sure why, then added,
I don't want people to treat me any differently. I want to go about my job, you know, the same way. But the more I thought about it, I have, because of my job with the governor's office, because of my experience in media, I have opportunities, I have connections to help someone else.
Stadelman told his story publicly earlier this year at the National Colorectal Cancer Roundtable. Tomlin later became the first U.S. governor to sign the 80 by 18 pledge. Stadelman laughed and said he takes some credit for that. The governor has also written to the 49 other governors asking them to sign the pledge. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from the Benedum Foundation.